USA News. I'm Tim Berg. President Biden is on the West Coast raising money in Los Angeles for ahead of the 2024 election, in which he's seeking a second term. As he left the White House on Tuesday, the president was asked by a reporter who he would rather face in the general election, former President Donald Trump or former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley.
Oh, I don't care.
This, as the president says, there's more sanctions coming against Russia after the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
I told you we'd be announcing sanctions on Russia. We'll have a major package announced on Friday.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Greenfield defends the United States' decision to veto a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. She spoke outside a meeting of the UN Security General.
We're on the ground 24/7. No one else is putting their people out there. No one else is putting skin and boots on the ground to find a solution to this situation, and we'll keep working on that every single day.
Earlier this month, senators were unable to agree on a nearly $118 billion package that would have boosted border security and provided wartime aid for Israel, Gaza, Ukraine, and Taiwan. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz joins Fox Business and explains why he was a no vote.
That bill would have put into law, it would have codified Joe Biden's open borders. It would have put into law and codified catch and release, which is what has caused this crisis.
Police in Kansas City are announcing charges in the Super Bowl parade shooting. Jackson County Prosecutor Gene Parker Baker saying two adults in the shooting have been charged with murder. One person died in the shooting and 22 others were hurt. This is USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-540-9750. 800-540-9750. 800-540-9750. That's 800-540-9750.
Louisiana Republican Governor Jeff Landry has declared a state of emergency due to a police shortage in his state, and he's now pushing for state legislators to reinstate tough-on-crime policies. He joins Fox News and says his state is in a crisis.
We have had more children last year in New Orleans being murdered than in the past decades. And so we are in a crisis, and we know that the one thing that does work is when you get police officers and boots on the ground.
Nikki Haley is pledging to remain in the 2024 presidential race, affirming her commitment during a campaign event in her home state.
I'm willing to take the cuts, the bruises, and the name-calling, because the only way you get to the blessing is by going through the pain.
Despite trailing former President Trump by a significant margin in polls leading up to Saturday's South Carolina primary, she has dismissed many calls for her to withdraw from the race. In Baltimore, Maryland, multiple police officers are facing indictments in three separate cases. Baltimore State's Attorney Ivan Bates going over the indictments in a press conference on Tuesday.
We have secured indictments against five law enforcement officers in three separate cases, with offenses ranging from assault, reckless endangerment, excessive force, theft, serious traffic violations, and misconduct in office.
For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.